device for a moment so that we can divide this into two downloadable hours. So hold your breath. Here we go. And we're back.
Yay. Mm.
You know, it's that little 10-second period where I feel free.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of my life, I'm just complete
uncomfortably
mess.
Free.
Yeah. Awkwardly relaxed. Wow, there's just a pile of submissions here.
Yeah, and I got some good stuff.
No, it's not hard.
So let's go to me before we kind of space out some more.
Yes.
Because I feel like about to happen.
Uh-oh.
This is an artist. This is a group, actually, out of Seattle, Washington. A group called Romance. A song called Automatique. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Oh, real quick before we go, myspace.com/romance. Easy one to remember. myspace.com/romance.
You know there's got to be like a romance_1 and a romance2 out there.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, some bastard got myspace.com/romance.
Because there's a lot of bands named Romance out there.
Well, there's people named
There's people
romance.
Out there named Romance. All right.
You're here.
You're here.
Time for me and you.
And we're back.
I like that little. That was a fun ending too. It's good.
That was an artist by the name of Penny James, out of Fresno, California. A song called Les Beaux Stop.
I've never heard anyone say Fresno with such enthusiasm. Fresno.
I have something to share with you about that, but let me just give them the info. MySpace.com/onepenny, and it's P-E-N-I James, all one word. One Penny James.
You sure, it's not Peeny.
Or peni.
Peni. No, multiple.
I thought of that when I wrote penis. It. I thought, you know what, Mark, promise yourself you won't bring that up during the show because it's not fair to kind of basically, you know, make fun of someone's name.
Yeah.
Okay, so Fresno.
Yeah, tell me a story about
Okay,
Fresno.
Okay, you know, you ride the bus in L.A., right? We're like the only two people that ride the bus in L.A.
That's not true because I saw another guy earlier today.
You saw a guy on the bus?
Uh-huh.
Wow. So anyway, when you ride the bus on
Hollywood, Shannon rides the bus. She's listening now.
Have you ever rode the bus on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yes.
With the automatic announcement on the bus?
Is that the one like approaching?
Yeah. When you're on any bus, they'll just say approaching Vermont. And
she's like, I ride the bus too.
Vermont and Beverly.
Followed by
Vermont and your mama.
Yo mama. It's
but
true.
But on Hollywood, then it goes. Your next stop, Hollywood.
I know. Oh, that's so true. That's so
and
true.
Wilton.
I forgot about that.
But then in my neighborhood, so because depressing. I live in East L.A., it goes, the sunset turns into Cesar Chavez.
Uh-huh.
It goes, approaching Cesar. Wait, no, let me say it again. Approaching Cesar Chavez and Warren.
Because they want it to be heard and understood by the people who spelled
but
it.
But then they'll go like, Cesar Chavez and Soto. Instead of and Soto.
See, they should do it.
They should
do
just
it based on
go for it.
The character of the town. So they should be like, you know, oh God,
no, I'm going to race this right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Approaching Broadway and Alpine. That was my Chinatown impersonation.
Approaching Wilshire and Crenshaw, yo.
Crenshaw.
C to the Renshaw. no, but we have that, you know, coming towards my house.
But it's embarrassing.
Beverly and Ghetto.
But in Hollywood, it goes, Hollywood.
I know.
Like,
does.
He's so excited.
They hired a professional to say Hollywood.
No,
like,
it's the same guy.
Like, it's tourists who ride the bus and not people who
There are a lot
cars.
Of tourists who ride the bus. I've been riding, when I ride in Hollywood, there's all these tourists from, like, Germany. And they're like, we want to go to Santa Monica. How do you get there? I'm like, dude, you're so fucked. You want to switch to this other bus on Sunset, and then you want to take that one for an hour.
Yeah, no, true story, and Shannon can vouch for this. She was with me. We were, like, standing on the
can
corner.
Can you quit name-dropping her?
Well, because she's there
We
online.
All know you're straight.
Anybody could be online.
You don't have to keep defending your sexuality right now.
All right, cool. It's not a dress.
On.
It's an airy, it's a traditional ethnic garb that I'm wearing. It's
yeah,
not a
it's
dress.
Very Jewy. It's cute.
It's very Jewy.
I love that.
No, I was saying we had these tourists come up to us right here on this corner, and they were like, where is Santa Monica? You know, we're just sort of like pointing west. Like, there's no way these people are ever going to get to Santa Monica.
And they probably want to go to like...
On foot. They're like, they want to go by the subway or something.
Yeah.
They're at the subway station.
I was downtown, and these tourists from Denmark were wanting to go around downtown, but it was like Sunday night, and it was like 7 p.m. The sun was going down. I'm like, you guys don't want to be downtown right now. So
yes.
I sent them back home. Not to Denmark, but to Hollywood where they were staying.
Back to Denmark.
Back to Hollywood.
With your equal rights and democracy. We don't like that over here.
We don't like that.
Okay, back to music, which is far
Please,
more interesting than
save
anything
us.
We could come up with. This is actually an act that we have played here before
uh-huh.
early in the history of Here.
Yeah, like
but
our
I don't think we
first,
ever had a CD. You
first
think we
or
had
second
a CD,
show.
But anyway, this is an act called Promise.
Yep.
And he sent us a CD, which is cool. And
now I got to make sure you don't play what we've played before.
Okay. In the meantime, here's myspace.com/promis, like promise without the E, as well as zbox.com/jpromise and cdbaby.com/cd/promise, which I'm guessing this is where it's available
from. We played The Street.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to play the first
Yeah,
that'll
be good.
Then.
Do that.
That'll work. Promise. Yes. And you're listening to, what is it? Here on
Kill Radio.
Kill.com.
Orge.
Orge.
I just.
That's better than ORG. You always sound like saying orgy. Promise. Here.
Is there something wrong with saying orgy?
No. something wrong with you saying orgy. We are having embarrassing technical difficulties. That was totally my fault. I pressed the wrong button.
No, it's not that you pressed the wrong button. You pressed a button you shouldn't have been pressing.
That's the wrong button.
You shouldn't have been pressing buttons right now.
No, I was going to press another button, but I pressed the wrong button.
And we actually haven't played that song before. So do you want to, let's play it.
Should we play it again?
Yeah, let's play it.
It was like halfway through, though, wasn't it?
So?
I'm a horrible person. I should be fired from this show. No, this show is nothing without me. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, it's not. John, I need you. I can't do it without you. That one time I did it without you, I had a lot of technical problems.
All right. Seriously, should I play it like from the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. This is Promise. Sorry, Promise. I'm an ass.
Again.
Under the stars, I'll find you. stars, I know. Under the stars, I'll find you. Tonight I cannot make it on my own. Out on the town this evening, I had a little bit too much, I know. So I've got to find you this evening. Tonight I am unable to drive home.
Promise. The name of the album is Promise. And the name of the website is myspace.com/Promise. Promise. Bye, Shannon.
Bye, Shannon.
She already logged out.
Dang. Well, the delay, she could have heard it already. Just because she's locked up there doesn't mean she's not still listening.
Or now.
All right, let's go to music.
Yay.
This is a band out of New York City.
Woohoo.
Called Racine. And we're going to play two songs by them. myspace.com/TheRacineWorld. That's R-A-C-I-N-E, world. The Racine World. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
It's all true. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheeks. Thank you. Good night. We're a scene.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Woohoo.
You're listening to Hear Hear.
Meow.
We love it. Super FAMA.
Oh, wow.
All right. So that was cool. I'm really hot right now. Can you lower me a little bit? Or I'll just talk lower. Super.
I thought it was a metaphor. Okay, here we go.
Or, yeah, a statement of fact. That was Racine again out of New York City. MySpace.com/TheRacineWorld. And again, if you need any of this information, you hear, you go, well, I want to check them out, but I don't understand how to spell The Racine World. You can just instant message us like Stacy from La Cunada is. La Cunada Flint Ridge in the house. thank you, Stacy. We love you. Kill Radio Station is the handle.
Yeah. It's pet peeve time.
Oh, yeah.
We thought of this.
This was a great one.
Just recently. Well,
first of all, this is what's great about this pet peeve. Is because this is what I've been having, and that's why when people don't follow instructions on how to submit, this is what they're doing, and now you understand.
Well, I have a much easier time because people send me the CDs, and they send you the
MP3s.
The MP3s, so, yeah. So, yeah, but the pet peeve is essentially not at all being aware of your surroundings, I guess.
Basically not submitting. What they do is like, oh, just go to our website and download these tracks.
Yeah, or we get messages at the MySpace or like, hey, if you'd like to
ask
hear
if
our
you
music
want a CD.
On your show, you know, you can follow these series of instructions on how to download and acquire. This is a submission show.
We want it.
You submit it.
We'll
play
it.
Anything outside of that is far too confusing for any of us and apparently, you know, for anyone else.
Right.
Submit it. We play it. We're not going to the website to download it. We're not going to fill out a form. You know, we're not going to burn a copy. You know, you submit it, we play it.
We're not going to click on the link.
Yeah.
Unless it is a link to, let's say, yousendit.com, and it's like, download the song.
Yeah.
So well, means and of downloading the song. But yeah.
Exactly. So, okay. Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to put
that?
Our high horses over there and
I feel good.
Some water.
I just needed to vent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so mad about a comment you made earlier that I don't even remember at this point.
Really?
No.
Because I'm still laughing about it, and I don't remember it either.
Oh, then I should still be angry if you're still laughing, because that would be funner.
All right, let's try it. Here we go. What a dumbass.
Fucking dick.
You're listening to Hear It Here on KillRadio.org.
I'm cussing so much today, and I think my mom's listening today.
Well, you started open the show with your little bit about fuck the fucking fuckers.
Oh, you never said how to say them in Portuguese.
We never figured it out. It was something like "fall the stable say," and then like from there it was a series of other words. But you can't translate something like that because, you know, English, I think, is the only language that uses that word for those
so
that
expansively.
Many
yeah.
Exactly. George Carlin has a great bit about that. We just got a new submission literally just a few minutes ago. In the mail. Very excited to open a package.
From a band called...
It's from two bands, actually.
Oh, good.
That came in the same package, which I have no problem with. If you if you play with a band, or if you're in a collective, or you have a friend's band or whatever, and you want to send more than one band or one package, it's fine.
If liberated that way that you can share that smaller space together. It's kind of like sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah, but I mean, you know...
It doesn't have to be sexual.
No, it doesn't have to be
sexual.
No,
you're just
it's
sending
like
two CDs in the mail.
Mark says that has to be sexual. No.
Totally.
So the two bands are Melting Alpha Coat and Vietnam Prom. I'm going to play Melting Alpha Coat first, and I just have to read this great little thing they sent. It's like several pages, printed out pages of information. At the very top it says, "Greetings. Melting Alpha Coat is a one-man, raw, no-fi, reeking crew from Westland, Michigan." That MI is Michigan, right? Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. "That is all I really wanted to say, other than please give it a listen. These are just two songs of 27 trillion zillion, it goes on and on and on. Just in case you wanted a longer bio, I sent you Weezer's." And they actually did send us Weezer's bio, which is funny.
That's
so
great.
So yeah, so here you go. So this is Melting Alpha Coat. There's a couple of tracks. They sent us two CDs, and here's a couple of tracks from one of them. And you're listening to Hear Hear, Kill Radio's all submission show, killradio.org.
Thank you.
All right, so that's Melting Alpha Coat.
And that's good.
Play a track from, and I don't have a website for them. I do have an email, which is meltingalphacoat at sbcglobal.net. And then I want to play this other band that I'll submitted along with them called Vietnam Prom.
I love that name.
Which is cool. And
actually, the stuff on their CD is pretty funny, too.
Fucker open.
Like the subtitle of the album?
This is The Orgy at KFC. Oh, that's the name of the album. The subtitle is Make a Fucking Copy, Give It to a Stranger. Which is a good way to do things. And
sorry for the cussing, Mom.
Yeah, sorry, Mark's mom. And they said, storytelling bunch of live improv color, you may breathe. We are not radio friendly by design. What you're doing is great. My art thanks you. We have 29 CD releases. Lots of music. So I'm just going to play one. And
whose art?
Their art thanks us. It's right, I assume
must,
it was metaphorically.
They must have a hostage.
Think of someone named Arthur.
Or a monkey or their dog.
No. And no. Vietnam Prom at sbcglobal.net. And yeah.
Here, here.
Killradio.org.
Here, here, here,
here. Hello. Here. I said here, here.
Meow.
Yay.
Here, here. On killradio.org, and that's Vietnam Prom. So you know what else we got in the mail today?
What?
Addressed to the, this is great, for the, to Kill Radio, attention, promotions director / child safety.
Oh, that's Katrina.
It's awesome. Oh, yeah, sure it is.
The doctor.
Yeah. And it's labeled important, and it's from Fingerprint America Incorporated.
Woo!
It's a fingerprinting kit for recording the DNA of your children, who I guess you are presuming in the future are going to be criminals.
We have some children who run around here.
We serve law enforcement, government agencies, large industries, civic organizations, small businesses, and you. And then you open it up and it actually has a little genetic kid. They're being cutesy about it. Genetic kid, DNA, isolation card, and all kinds of crazy fucked up information. So go ahead and spam this company.
This isn't because... This isn't because they think your kid's going to end up being a criminal and steal from you.
How did we get on this list?
They think it's for to protect your kid in case they ever got kidnapped or something.
Oh, please.
Seriously. White America is scared.
I disagree.
White suburban America
is scared. The whole movement to tag, identify,
right,
and record
pets.
Our children and their every movement. What was the other one?
I used to have a problem with just seeing them on leashes. Remember they had those leash things
they
have?
And now they have the tracking devices built into the phones that are designed just for children. So
you
can give your kid a phone, but it lets you know physically where they are at all times. And I think that the damage that this does by raising your kids without any sense of self-respect is so worse than actually losing the kid.
Right. It's a fine line, though. I mean, I'm not trying to be devil's advocate, but I see where it's a fine line between... It's a different world than when we grew up. When you protect your kids.
I don't think it's a different world than when we grew up. How is it any different?
I think access to things is much more now. Access,
like what?
Drugs. More than when I was a kid.
Access to drugs is not any easier than it was 50 years ago. Any drug you ever wanted,
you could
talk to the right person and get the drug.
I wasn't a kid 50 years ago, John. Thanks.
The drugs may be harder now. You may be able to get easier access to harder drugs now, but people... have always been doing drugs, and teenagers have always been doing drugs because the state of being a teenager is unbearable.
But I think also sexuality with teens has become much more prevalent, too, in terms of the expression.
You think there's more pedophilia today than there was before?
No, I didn't say pedophilia. I mean teen sex happening. I think more of it's happening now than it was when we were younger.
People used to be married and have 5 kids by the time they were 15.
Yeah.
So how you're saying people are having more casual teenage sex?
Yeah, uh-huh. I think that's totally happening.
All right. Well, I agree with that.
I don't know what fingerprinting is going to do to stop all that, but I can see. I mean, it's a hard time to be a parent in some ways, I'd say.
Oh, and on another political tip while I'm up here on this pedestal.
Yeah, God.
Because we didn't get a chance to talk about it last week.
What?
Because it was September 11th, but Bush's September 11th speech.
Oh, my God.
Which he used the bulk of which to defend his foreign policy in Iraq.
Which makes no sense.
The man has no tact.
Yeah.
No sense of common decency.
I'm pretty amazed how there is a lot many people, both Republicans and Democrats, who were outraged by that. This politicization of 9/11,
why did somebody stop him? Throw a piece of cabbage at him or something.
Because they're arrogant. They think what they're doing is right.
For defending an illegal invasion of Iraq, you know, a place where you're supposed to be honoring and commemorating, you know, innocent victims in your homeland, to use it to defend your fucked up foreign policy?
Speaking of fucked up foreign policy, you can tell that John is a Republican.
Oh, yeah.
Are you registered?
Yeah.
Are you registered as Democrat?
Yeah. I was registered as an independent before, but now I'm registered as Democrat.
Uh-huh. I'm not a Democrat anymore. After that last election, I said, fuck you, Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah, she really is.
She's turned into...
a douche.
She's turned... I think you said something else, because I was laughing. I thought she said, she really is Jewish. I'm like, God, John. Self-hating ass.
That's not what I
said. No, she's really turned into, like... this weird, she's basically turned into kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger. She's like a Democrat, but she does a lot of weird Republican shit.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger's a Republican, but he does
a lot of Democratic
stuff.
Shit. But then he's like, no about other things. So
yes. Well, people always ask, why don't we have an opposition party? And, you know, why don't the Democrats do something to stop this war and everything? But the answer is they don't want to.
No.
Because they're also rich white men.
Right.
And women, but mostly men. They don't have the incentive.
No.
Not like us here at Kill Radio.
And that's why we're doing this show, is we have an incentive
to be
the opposition party.
Here is about stopping the war.
Stopping the war.
Yeah.
Not more than just that bumper sticker that says war is not the answer. I saw one that was defangled that said, they switched it so it said art is now the answer.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was so brilliant. Some stoner obviously thought that up and got his X-Acto knife out and did a beautiful job.
Because it was brilliant, you automatically assumed it was done by a stoner?
No. That would be giving me a compliment. Or you, for that matter.
I wouldn't want to risk that.
No.
So,
let's go to music.
We still have more music?
Yeah, I have
a show going?
Yeah, I have one more set. This is an artist by the name of Rick Noodles Horvath out of Pennsylvania. He's out of the whole state of Pennsylvania.
Rick Noodles Horvath.
Horvath.
Like, that makes more sense. I think he said Horbath, like some like bathing.
That's an awesome name for a band, Horbath. out of Pennsylvania, myspace.com/RickHorvath, H-O-R-V-A-T-H, Rick Horvath, all one word, myspace.com. This song called Coming Home, you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
That spells org.
Coming home to the love of my life, coming home.
Yay.
Yay.
That was DMV by the Gold Stars. They're out of Chicago, myspace.com/thegoldstars. And then again, before that, we heard a song called Coming Home by Rick Noodles Horvath out of Pennsylvania, myspace.com/RickHorvath.
Yes.
So, John, I hear you do another show here at Kill Radio. This isn't your only thing you do.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is that for real?
It's all true.
Or is that pretend?
Am I? Hello? Hello? Hello?
You're there.
I don't know. It doesn't seem to be affecting the levels there. I don't know. Anyway, yes, I do a show called Is Good on Thursday mornings. And,
10 to 12.
10 a.m. to 12 noon.
Pacific time.
I DJ for an hour, and then I interview a band. And usually if they can, I usually have them perform live here in the studio. I've been doing it for a little over a year, so that's a different band every week for a year, which I'm very excited about. And I've also had a couple of cool celebrity guests do interviews either here in the studio or over the phone.
Like who?
Will Dogg from Ozo Motley, DJ Newmark from Jurassic 5, Electronica Pioneer, Uberzone,
yep.
Recently reunited 80s synth pop act Information Society.
Right.
So, and a lot more on the way. And just this last week, I had an act called Guido Corleone, which you actually played on the show once. Very talented, up-and-coming, underground hip-hopster from South Bay. And with a nice little political bent. Really good writing. And awesome music production on top of that. And next week, I have Piano Rag, which is a modern jazz trio. A little bit different from what you might expect from a regular jazz trio. So I'm excited
about
that.
What do you mean modern? Like they're
just,
postmodern? Do you mean
just
postmodern,
like modern
really?
Instruments and, you know, it's, I think it's, trying to remember.
So 1950s instruments? Is that what you mean, John?
No, but I mean it's like,
or do you, are you,
I don't
using,
know, just
are you misusing
to
modern to mean contemporary?
I don't know. I don't want to label it. Just listen to the show and then you'll know.
Yeah, okay.
So that's coming up on the 21st.
I was hoping we could argue about this.
And you can get all kinds of information, all the past shows, information on the future shows and what's going on with Is Good at myspace.com/thisisgood. And keep your ears to the ground because coming soon is isgoodmusic.com, which is going to be a tremendous music networking site based around the show. It's going to replace MySpace for the LA music community. I really believe it. And other people do too. So just sort of
and
stick
around. Write it down. Write down the address again. What's it going to be?
Isgoodmusic.com.
Isgoodmusic.com, because he's not going to tell you again.
Oh, yeah, I'll probably never mention it again.
He won't mention it again.
Hey, I just gave you a sticker. Be nice.
You did. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a show also here at the radio
at the radio. Yeah. I just had my second anniversary show on Friday. I do a show from 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time called Close Your Eyes. It's a show about, oddly enough, is because we just...
It's a show about oddly enough. Of course, it's your show.
Yeah. No, I guess because we're such a secularized society, whenever God is mentioned outside of a funeral and a wedding, then it's like, whoa, this is evangelical or something.
I'm prepared to be offended right now. Go for it.
No, so it's a show about spirituality that happens on Fridays, 12, 2 p.m. Pacific time. I play a big range of music, more than just, you know, your Aunt Lotus Blossoms type of music, you know, and stuff. Play a good range of stuff.
And you also read
talk.
Like inspirational things and poetry and stuff like that?
No, it's more of a discussion about basically humankind's relationship to life itself and from a spiritual standpoint. So to be in the broad sense, that's what it's about. But I bring it down to like what's going on kind of in the personal life. I think I want to start. I need to work on my consciousness of relationships, like my expression and receptivity of love. So I'm going to be working on that. That's going to be what we're going to be talking about the next couple weeks. Do a lot of research because my mind, sometimes I must have some old limited ideas about that kind of stuff. So it's good. It's kind of self therapizing. Therapizing?
Therapeutic.
Self-therapeutic in a sense.
Yeah.
Well, ultimately that's what spirituality is.
Therapeutic-izing-ism.
Yes. Thank you for that. So
great.
Yeah.
So that's Close Your Eyes. That's noon to 2 on Fridays.
Correct.
At Radio.org.
Thank you.
And Is Good 10 to noon on Thursdays.
Yes.
And here, noon to 2 on Mondays, which we do every week. And again, you send it and we play it. You can send it via snail mail. Send us a CD. By the way, I love anybody who sends stickers, T-shirts, cash money. I accept all that stuff. No, don't send cash. That's not a good idea.
Why?
I'll just spend it on drugs. And
you won't donate it to Kill Radio?
Hell no. I mean, yes, of course. Kill Radio, attention here, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 9 0004.
And also to send MP3s, you can send them through a website, or I encourage you to send them through a website called yousendit.com, all one word, yousendit.com. You upload the track to it. You put my email address as the recipient, Mark, M-E-R-C, at killradio.org. And then I'll get a link emailed to me, and then I will download the tracks. But also, if you want to get this information, it's all on our MySpace page, myspace.com/here_here.
Yes. And we encourage you to go there as well. I will post today's show at killradio.org in the next couple of hours, but it will also be available as a link from our MySpace page. So if you got played today, or if you know someone who got played today, that's right, where you can hear the show again. And I encourage everyone to go ahead and post bulletins directing all of their friends to go add themselves to Hear Here as well. That makes our job easier, and it keeps the flow of new submissions steady and thick.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately what we're really about is sharing bands that deserve to be heard to our legion of international listeners, as well as expanding upon our legion of international listeners.
Yes.
So it all works great for everybody.
And self-aggrandizing, self-congratulation.
Yeah.
We are doing a great job.
We are awesome, John.
We love it. That's it. You've been listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Go away.
Meow. I'm going to do that meow for the rest of the
days. Oh, I
got to
put up a thing. Okay.
Yeah. Here, we have nowhere to go.
Let's self-fade out. Let's keep talking, but we'll get quieter so it sounds like the people are signing us out, and we're not actually making the levels go down, but you can barely hear us in the background.